Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
On the eve of the U.S. elections, Kim.com published a thread of important questions that every American should be asking. He wrote, "The U.S. proxy war in Ukraine is not going well. Let's ask some important questions and see if you have the answers. Feel free to reply. 1. How long will people in the West accept sending billions to Ukraine while they have a major cost of living crisis? 2. Now that large parts of Ukraine are without power, how many millions of additional Ukrainian refugees can Europe support? Winter is coming. 3. Russia prepares a major offensive this winter with up to 500,000 fresh troops. How will Ukraine stop them with their depleted army? 4. The Russian economy is fine despite Western sanctions. Russia now sells oil and gas to China and India, with Turkey becoming the new energy hub to Europe, meaning Russia can afford this war for as long as it wants. Are Western taxpayers prepared to spend $1 trillion in Ukraine? 5. Russia is now mass-producing $30,000 kamikaze drones. They destroy NATO weapon systems that cost millions. While Russia is fighting a low-budget war, it preserves high-end arms for a confrontation with NATO. How long until NATO is running out of high-end arms to defend itself? 6. Russia is winning because it has the clear strategic advantage. Time is on its side. The longer this conflict takes, the more likely the defeat of the West becomes, no matter how much money and arms they send to Ukraine. What then? NATO troops in Ukraine? Nuclear war? Or peace? 7. The US-EU propaganda is failing. Most people can see the reality of this U.S. proxy war. It's all over the internet. Ukraine flags on social media have disappeared. And as with past U.S. wars built on lies, this one is also running out of steam. Who still supports this nonsense? 8. Now ask yourself the most important question. The U.S. proxy war in Ukraine only serves U.S. interests to prevent BRICS from ending USD dominance. U.S. empire is bankrupt. Time to accept that. Let's go multipolar. This is not the issue for which humanity must end in a nuclear war. Kim.com is correct. President Vladimir Putin's suggestion for a multipolar world is the only reasonable solution. 1776, worldwide. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Waging War on Corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, they did it. They stole this election at a level even more naked and more brazen by orders of magnitude than 24 months ago. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, November 9th, 2022 transmission. We've got a bunch of expert guests, Jim Hoff, Gateway Pundit, Roger Stone, obviously expert on what just happened, as well as Darren Beatty and more, working on getting Steve Bannon and others. We'll also open the phones up on what you witnessed on the critical election day yesterday and ongoing in many areas like Arizona, Georgia, and, of course, Nevada. We've got all the numbers on that. It looks like Georgia is going to decide whether the Republicans get a one-senator majority in the Senate. Herschel Walker could save the Senate, a great guy who they've definitely targeted and demonized. But we're going to get to all of that with Jim Hoff coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to get to all of that with Roger Stone coming up in 55 minutes. We're going to get to all of that throughout the day and look at the numbers and go over the facts. But here's the big takeaway I want everybody to really let sink in here. The globalists are cornered rats. They painted themselves into a corner. Their house is on fire. We're in it with them is the problem. And the fact that they stole the election 2 years ago caused a seismic shift against them in all the polls and studies and numbers. We're going to go over those. And then this latest theft that was completely naked and brazen, and we have the smoking guns, we'll go over, like exit polls that showed massive, massive Republican swing by Democrats. And that's what I see on the ground, not just in Texas, but around the country as well. Everybody's witnessing it, where Tulsi Gabbard becomes an independent or Republican, Joe Rogan becomes a Republican. I mean, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. Everybody's waking up. It's how woke are they? Are they going from being a Republican to an anti-globalist like Tucker Carlson? You know, there's Alex Jones on one end of the true woke. You've got the totally mind-controlled that support the corporate fascist model that operates using communism on the other end. And so all the societal cultural numbers worldwide show a surge towards populism and capitalism and family and basic stuff that works that God gave us. But there's a surge worldwide of absolute election theft financed by the big central banks and quarterbacked by the criminals that run the Central Intelligence Agency that are in the U.S. news bragging 2 years ago they helped steal the election. Big Time magazine article about that. And they're bragging today how they did this with big tech. And there's many ways they do it, with voter suppression, with 95% of the links going to Democrats, with blocking their bad policies. I mean, there's that suppression. Then there's all the key battleground counties and cities that were swinging wildly to the Republicans, from Texas to New Jersey to Michigan to Wisconsin to Georgia to Pennsylvania to Nevada to Arizona to New Mexico. In come the cavalry, and the machines malfunction in the most red districts and red precincts inside blue cities. And they say, don't worry, just put your ballots here. We'll count them, wink, 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 in the next few days and weeks. And then you know the rest of the story once they get their hands on them at the special tabulation center in Maricopa County, Arizona, run by the lady neck and neck with Carrie Lake. Yes, her opponent is running the election, her own election, and then you wonder why the Republican areas that were surging with, we're talking 70-80% voter turnout, the biggest ever by Republicans in a midterm, but despite the fact we have higher Republican turnout, they admit, oh, magically, the Democrats will probably get the Senate, just like last time in Georgia with a runoff 2 years ago, and maybe 10 House members in the House of Representatives will be Republican over the line, and so you'll have a narrow majority, but controlled by a bunch of neocons, exactly what I've been predicting would happen with this giant red tsunami being blocked by the seawall. I tried to be optimistic, but Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith early yesterday called it. They said, no, it's the same thing 2 years ago. I said, it looks like it, but let's be optimistic. And by 11 o'clock at night, it was very, very clear what had happened. They threw everything they had at this. So let's just pull back here because there's a lot to unpack. And it's not just for this audience, obviously, that's massive and important and incredible. It's for everybody else tuning in today that's not normally part of the audience. They need to understand your birthright's being stolen. And under the New World Order, you're going to be poor and destitute if you're even allowed to live. So understand that and wake up. But, you know, they did wake up. Exit polls on places like CNN and ABC and NBC all found 70 to 85% in that spectrum, most of them in the mid-70s. I've got literally more than 20 exit polls from different regions here, found that the vast majority were against the collapsing economy, against the prices exploding, the inflation, against the open borders, against the war in Ukraine, against and almost 75%, 74% blame Joe Biden and the Democrats. So Democrats are coming out saying, I voted Republican the first time in my life. The majority of them in these video exit polls and scientific exit polls. And they're saying that they blame Joe Biden, but they voted in a landslide because it was a Democrat landslide in opposition to the Republican tsunami. So it was massive voter turnout. Who really believes that? No, the smoking gun is the exit polls coupled with the key districts having the computers go out all day long in different areas and all in the specific key, not just states we said it would happen, but in the very districts and sub-districts and precincts that had the highest Republican turnout. No problems in all the Democrat areas. And the same thing happened in Houston. Same thing happened in Dallas. Same thing happened in San Antonio. Almost no news coverage. And then you find out who they hired around the country to run all these computer failures. And they're all well-known, discredited, famous Democrat operatives who've been caught and disgraced, is the headline, in other botched. Oh, it was an oopsie. It was all just a big accident to help the Democrats steal it over and over again. And they'll just be sent to another state, another city, to do it all over again. So here's the big takeaway. They stole the last election. They just stole this election massively. Republicans should have gotten 54, 56 seats in the Senate. An extra 60-plus seats, bringing them to 40-something seats over the line with a big majority in the House. But they didn't. And, yeah, a lot of that was the Republican leadership blew the money, didn't support good candidates, because they're part of the establishment. The rhinos, the neocons at the top that are battling in their own civil war for control of the Republican Party against the populist movement, whose figureheads are Donald Trump and Mr. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. So there's that, but they've now painted themselves into a corner, causing even bigger political realignment. It's not going to dissuade people from voting. It's going to make them vote more. Like I said 2 years ago, this election theft won't make you vote less. It'll make you vote more to go and prove it and show it. So you don't give up. You go with even bigger numbers until you finally get 70% of people that vote who are registered voting Republican, there's no way to steal at that number. But the Republicans only got, in most areas, into the 60s. And so they were able to do it. And this is what I learned covering elections for 28 years and actually working elections in Travis County, that's famous for election fraud here in Austin, is always at 1 a.m. they steal it. And they let have a few token Republicans in there. But Democrat big city machine systems never go red again. They just don't do it. Republican districts can flip because they're not engaged in organized crime and fraud. I know Republicans. They're not perfect, but on average, they are a whole different animal compared to Democrats. They're afraid to speed, run red lights, you know, anything. They're not risk takers, and they don't want to commit crimes. You know, they see it as valuable that they're a good person. And the left just laughs at us. And I'm not saying we should be criminals like them, but what are we going to do? I'll break it down when we come back. This is huge news. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
their massive theft in blocking the huge red tsunami of populist awakening will only backfire on them. But that means they're going to go to the full authoritarian model. There's now an MSM.com headline calling for the United States to become an authoritarian nation for our own good. Merging corporations with government to enforce the edict. U.S. democracy slides towards competitive authoritarianism. MSM.com. It's time to get rid of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights, states the New York Times and Washington Post. It's all happening right now. Now, we're going to go through all the evidence of fraud, the exit polls, after the polls close, the middle of the night when the counting had supposedly stopped, trucks in Michigan in a replay of 2 years ago, all the same tools, all the same scams, but with targeted machine outages in Republican precincts in key battlegrounds. Not a smattering in random places, a few big cities, a lot of small towns, not some Democrat outages, some Republican area outages, but precise outages where Republicans were seeing massive swings in not just for statewide elections, not just federal elections, but in key city elections where the machine needs to keep their local Democrats in charge so they can steal it for the state Democrats and the federal Democrats. So we saw theft in senatorial, theft in gubernatorial. We see theft in the congressional. It's all happening. And it's very simple, and you can use the example of Oklahoma City, where General Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, saw columns way back at the back of the building blown off with perfect blast points on it from plastic explosive, and the truck bomb was only the secondary distractionary explosion. Pillars right up by the truck weren't blown out or even damaged, but ones back in the back were blasted off. And of course, you see this talked about in fiction in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, when they come across the land crawler and that Luke Skywalker's uncle had bought the droids from that had the Death Star plans, and all the Jawas are dead. And he says, I've never heard of sand people hitting something this big. And he says, that's because they didn't. Look at these blast points shooting out perfectly the gears of the machine. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. And their footsteps, their paths are side by side. It's all in your face. There's a blast from the past.
There's nothing you could have done, Luke, had you been there. You'd have been killed, too. And the droids would now be in the hands of the Empire.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
All right, folks, again, what we're dealing with here is a New World Order that thinks we're stupid, but we're not. And the more they steal elections, the more they engage in this type of behavior, it's only going to, again, make people be forced to wake up. But the globalists know that, so they're bringing in the authoritarian deep state, homeland security, cashless society, social credit score model. And you're going to have a lot of Republicans and people in the establishment that are going to play along as ceremonial individuals. So the illusion of a two-party system, a two-party state is there. But really, this is the uniparty. As Laura Loomer said very early last night, everybody was celebrating, thinking it was a big red tsunami, and it had made it through the censorship wall. When all that was coming out, when all that was being laid out, she said, no, they're going to steal it tonight and into tomorrow. They've got their warehouses full of their so-called mail-in ballots. And whatever they need, they're going to then produce. And they're going to do it over and over and over again as long as they control the Justice Department and as long as they control the corporate media. And then that means all of their other agendas are going to be carried out after that. And it is a hellish agenda that they are establishing and setting up for us. But the good news is the average Democrat that's been going along with this, all the numbers show, are breaking with the Democratic Party and awakening. And so there's only a matter of time, no matter how much totalitarianism and authoritarianism they try to put on our backs, no matter how much of that is pushed on us, it's not going to work in the end. The intimidation never works. And so this tyranny, this group of criminals will fall. This shadow puppeteer marionette system will go down. The question is, what are we going to build on its ashes? And they intend to bring down the old corrupt governments and the old order with the Great Reset to build back better and bring in a technocracy even worse. So we have to culturally, intellectually, financially, spiritually expose that and oppose that while also building a better system in our homes, in our businesses, in our churches, in our lives, in what we do. Getting back to God, getting back to what's truly enriching us and enriching others. And that very example of us and our excellence and our truthfulness and our honorableness will then be the light in that gathering darkness. So we are repeating history in a big, big, big way right now. I want to play a clip, a very short clip of Tucker Carlson last night at 7 o'clock predicting that they cannot lose because they've committed so many crimes. They know they're all going to go to prison and really predicting what did indeed happen. So here's Tucker Carlson calling it.
Not since the men of ancient Athens scratched their preferences on pottery shards has a democratic election been freer or fairer than the one we saw in this country 2 years ago. That's what you have heard a lot. Joe Biden got more votes than any president ever, 81 million at least, and every single one of those votes was entirely real. There was no cheating of any kind. Every mail-in ballot belonged to a real person who voted just once. No drop box was stuffed. Nobody coached dementia patients in nursing homes to vote the Democratic line. Even Vladimir Putin somehow decided to stay out of that election. Tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg did get involved. He spent $400 million to control the mechanics of the election, but for the very best reasons. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to keep voters safe from the deadly coronavirus. His reward is in heaven. And above all, in case you were wondering, voting machines around this country recorded the legitimate results with flawless precision. The machines counted each vote cast for each candidate and awarded those votes accordingly. Can you see the software that would prove that happened? Well, no, you can't. As with the body cam footage from Nancy Pelosi's house, you don't have the necessary clearance to see it. But you can know that electronic voting machines are 100% safe and reliable. That's why government officials...
pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60% or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All the numbers, all the exit polls, everything shows a huge societal awakening to the globalists and the left, and an exodus to the populist arm of the Republican Party that is not just a beachhead, but is taking that party over. And so my prediction was that much of the red tsunami would be blocked, some of it would get over the top, and at this point it looks like maybe they get 10 extra seats in the House, giving them a small majority. Maybe Herschel Walker wins in a runoff coming up in Georgia. Maybe the Republicans get a slim majority in the Senate. But this should have been a giant political realignment. The exit polls, everything showed that. We saw key Republican areas of key battleground cities and states, the machines going out, again, in all the key battleground areas, and specifically the areas where they want to block that. We saw the 2 a.m. delivery of trucks, just like we saw in Michigan 2 years ago, the exact same replay of that. Just as Trump said, watch Michigan. And as Tucker Carlson said in his full report that's up on InfoWars.com last night predicting what happened, he said the Democrats absolutely cannot lose the midterm elections. And that's why, with that in mind, they already are preparing us for the theft, which is if you don't want a civil war, you must passively accept. And that's what I've been saying for weeks. They've been pre-programming this, and now we're supposed to just accept it. Now, they wanted to steal a majority. But they were unable to do it so far. Now, this has painted them into a corner. It's only going to wake more people up. That's why they're bringing in the whole Homeland Security January 6th. All our opposition are terrorists. We should outlaw the Republican Party. The Republican Party is going to put you in camps and kill your children. These are real talking points because this is a desperate, dug-in bureaucracy that sold the country out and knows that we've woken up to it. Jim Hobbs joins us. He heads up one of the most important organizations in the world, not just America. He's no introduction, The Gateway Pundit, gatewaypundit.com, and he's with us now to give us his expert take with his ear to the ground, his eyes to the horizon on what he thinks is most important about what happened last night and what's about to unfold in Georgia and in places like Arizona and Nevada. Jim Hobbs, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Alex. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
I think your boil downs on Gateway Pundit are better than I could say it. I mean, this is a victory for tyranny, a victory for communism. It just shows that they'll go to any lengths. But now it's even a mainline Republican understanding that theft is systemic. There's so many angles. What do you want to get into first?
Well, you know, it is interesting, Alex, and you know this better than anyone, I would say, in the whole United States. That is that, you know, once these communists get a toe in the door, they keep coming at you. You know, they keep going at your jugular every day. They don't ever back off. They don't ever strategize, take a breath, regroup. No, they just keep going at you day after day after day. They work out there. They humiliate you. We saw Pelosi going to her Asian trip. And she takes her son with her, who's tagging along in the background the whole time, cutting deals. I mean, when the communists are in charge, this is the kind of stuff they do. They shove it in your face. They humiliate you. They don't care what you think. They don't care if it looks bad. They just keep coming at you. And that's what they did in this election last night, in my belief. I think it's... you know, it's tragic. It was a gut punch, obviously. We thought, and everyone thought, that Republicans would have 30, 50, maybe 60 seats in the House would flip over. And here, they're gonna squeak out maybe 5 or 10, maybe, you know. None of that makes sense. And in the Senate, you know, we have wonderful candidates like Blake Masters. I don't care what people thought of Dr. Oz. I liked Dr. Oz. I don't care. I thought he was great. He was America's doctor, very popular. I think that would be a nice addition to the Republican Party. I'm sure I wouldn't agree with him on everything, but I thought he was an excellent choice. And he loses to a guy who can't string together a sentence.
No, I mean, I agree with you that he was coming over our way and getting better over time, and that Oz is a trillion times better than what we see with Fetterman. But isn't Fetterman and Biden emblematic of the rotting corpse that is the corrupt, democratic, entitled system that's the new model, is a literal flesh puppet?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Flesh puppet is right. This guy is just there to take up a seat. A horrible candidate, horrible person, sloth, sits in his parents' basement for several years, doesn't have a job, then runs it for a small, for mayor in a small town. Then he's lieutenant governor. Now he's U.S. senator. I mean, none of that makes sense, and he can't talk. I don't know. Is it the demise of the Democrat Party or the demise of our republic? Maybe it's a larger sign for America. I am, you know, heartened to see this morning, Alex. It looks like Ron Johnson, they finally called it for him. He squeaked out a win over another radical Marxist who wants to open the prisons and throw a bunch of people back out on the streets. Makes no sense. Never should have been close. Ron Johnson is a great senator, does a lot of good work for America. He should have won that by 10 points. But they did allow him to win. So he won his race. And in Arizona, I saw that Blake Masters just put out a tweet that says, you know, the numbers look good. We're going to win this race. So I hope Blake is right. He's a phenomenal candidate. I've met him. Nice person, you know, really down to earth. You could go up and talk to him. I love that about him. And he's very bright, obviously. He works for Peter Thiel. So I do hope that he's able to beat this fraud, this liar, you know, Mark Kelly. I don't believe Americans today, I don't care what state you're in, I don't believe Democrats can come and play this game they've always played. You know, when they go to Washington, they come back home and they run as moderates. I don't think it's playing out real well. I think Mark Kelly was exposed. He's a complete fraud, like I said. You know, he's far left. He votes for the Marxists every day of the week. And yet he comes back and pretends like he's for the people. I mean, they got a wide open border in his state. He doesn't do a damn thing about it. I don't know how people could vote for him. I don't believe if he does win, I just won't believe that it was a fair election. And obviously it wasn't. When we saw 20% of the tabulators and the machines not working in Maricopa County yesterday. So anyway, I do have hope though that, Blake Masters will be able to pull it off, and Carrie Lake is coming back strong. So again, she should have won. It should have been over at midnight. What is it, Alex, that we have some states where the elections are not stolen or in controversy, like Ohio, Florida, Iowa? These are the bellwether states traditionally in our country. They went overwhelmingly for Republicans last night and in 2020. But then you have these other states where the elections are lost and the Democrats are stealing, and it takes them forever. And,
it's the old big city machine areas, like the Daily Machine, where no matter how bad Chicago gets, the Democrats will always be in charge because they're never going to let their power go. And so that's why America is at a stalemate. I'd call this election pretty much a stalemate right now. And a lot of the Republican leadership had a civil war with the Trumpist and the DeSantis types and with their own base. So, they basically didn't put up much of a fight. But I think what you're saying is true. And this is just going to enrage the American people more, commit them more, and going to cause even more Democrats to walk from the Democratic plantation, realizing that the fix is in. So the system's painted themselves into a corner. I want to come back and talk to Jim Hoffa, the Gateway Pundit, on where you see all of this going and what you think Biden's going to pull next. Because Biden, who we know is the third administration of Obama, has said, if you protest these elections, you're terrorists. He's been predicting all this violence is coming. Well, where is it? Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, probably the best site when it comes to analysis and politics out there. We're going to come back and talk to him. There was one person that did predict what happened last night. We'll talk about him when we come back. His name is Michael Moore.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, Wednesday edition.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
And as the Democrats promised us, in key battleground areas, the machines went out. So they stacked up all the ballots, and now in places like Arizona, the woman that Carrie Lake's running against is the one counting the ballots. Can't make that up. So look, big picture is this. Jim Hoff, GatewayPundit.com's here. And I want Jim's take on this. I don't know if he agrees, disagrees, or wants to add to it. I imagine he does agree because I read his stuff 5-10 times a day. I live on the site. It's like I live on Infowars.com. And we look at the national polls. 45% of Americans, including the large portion of Democrats, think there's a shadow corrupt government running things. 70%+ say that they blame Joe Biden for the inflation of the Democrats. But then we're to believe that the Democrats just beat the biggest Republican turnout in modern history in a midterm. It's just preposterous with all the exit polls showing this. So your view on that, and then Michael Moore, who is a big insider, rubs elbows with the top politicos. He consistently is right. He said Donald Trump's going to win. 6 years ago, he did. And then you add to that, ladies and gentlemen, that he came out 2 weeks ago and said, you watch. The Democrats are going to win the Senate and maybe might lose a little bit of the House. And he's been proven right because they knew what they were planning. I'm deadly serious. My filmmaker Michael Moore is confident of a Democrat midterm win. And coming back from a massive tsunami that should have been the biggest political realignment in history, which has actually happened in our hearts and minds, this is a win for them if they don't lose the Senate and barely lose the House. What do you say to all of that, Jim Hoff?
Well, it looks and smells very fishy, doesn't it, Alex? I did notice that Pelosi was saying the same thing that we're gonna keep the House and we're not worried. And you see the same reaction you saw from these same people 2 years ago during the election when they were running Joe Biden from a basement. Didn't even campaign. The guy beats Trump with the largest turnout ever. Maybe Michael Moore has better contacts than we do because he nailed it, it looks like. And we don't know how the Senate's going to go, but it's terrifying to think if they do win back the Senate, that's really some scary stuff, especially if they get a majority there.
I agree. You know, there's so much the Gateway Pundit's covering, and we, you know, a lot of times we kind of follow you on the politics because you're even faster than we are. And Roger Stone is doing a great job. He'll be joining us next hour along with Darren Beatty and many others. But you've got so many articles showing Democrat officials in Pennsylvania, other states, inside the polling area, electioneering, federal crime. You also have the same replay of Michigan, middle of the night, illegally, trucks arriving with boxes and ballots. Talk about some of the big stories you're covering and tracking.
Yeah, well, right now we're of course, watching for the Arizona results because we love those candidates there. They're exceptional candidates. They all should have won by double digits, and now we'll see if the regime lets them squeak a victory out there for these Republicans. We're watching that. We're also, of course, covering the fraud. We had some friends in Michigan who followed some Penske trucks from the election center in Detroit a few days ago, and the Penske truck went down to this empty warehouse. There's a lot of empty warehouses in Detroit. Between the election center and the former TCF arena where they count ballots, they stopped there. It's right across from the company that prints ballots. They were doing work there. We had people staked out on the street there. You know, don't know what the heck was going on, but we have people who are willing to, you know, put out some affidavits. We have hopefully some film on that. But, you know, it's the same old tricks by these Democrats. And hopefully, I really believe, Alex, that we're going to find out how they're doing this. This isn't, you know, any mathematician in this country could put, you know, could look at these numbers, could look at the odds, and know right away that these elections are not free, not fair, and that they are stolen. And I think we're going to find that out. You know, I think they can't hide this forever, especially in this day and age. And so we will find out what they're doing. It's obviously probably a combination of several things. But I don't think they can get away with this forever. And when we do find it out, we're going to find the true number of Democrat voters in this country. And I suspect it's going to be probably about 20% smaller than what they're recording every election, and about the same percentage smaller as the percent of tabulators that went out yesterday in Arizona.
That's the numbers we see over and over again. And they know they're a fraudulent party. They know they're criminal. And now, as Tucker Carlson said last night, predicting they would steal it, they have nothing to lose. That's what makes them so incredibly dangerous. And we have all the Democrats, when they lose elections with no evidence, saying Republicans have stolen it. That's okay. And in case they couldn't steal it last night, they said, oh, Republicans are going to steal it. So they can't talk out of both sides of their mouth and say you're a terrorist, you're a criminal, the FBI needs to investigate you because you're an election denier, when they famously run around challenging elections. And one of the great examples is Stacey Abrams, always challenging elections, but then saying Republicans can't challenge Democrat elections. Just no one's buying it. All the national polls show the American people, including Democrats, know the fix is in.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of Stacey Abrams, boy, that's a curious case, isn't it? Somebody trying to figure out Georgia. For all the candidates there win by about 10 points, the Republicans, you know, from 6 to 10 points, including Brian Kemp, a big Trump hater. And yet Herschel Walker, who's running against this radical Marxist who spews anti-white rhetoric from his pulpit and runs over his wife in his car. And Herschel Walker, one of them, American hero. Everybody knows Herschel Walker. They love Herschel Walker. And he's down to this guy. I mean, try to figure out Georgia. It's one of the states that we will probably never figure out until they get rid of those Dominion voting machines.
Well, I'm not a big fanboy for sports. I like sports. I played sports. I watch it. But as I got older, I spent all my time fighting the globalists. But I've only owned like two football jerseys growing up. Of course, I had a Roger Staubach one when I was a little kid. We go to the games. That's how old I am. And I actually, in junior high, had a Herschel Walker jersey that I would wear because I like Herschel Walker. Such a gentleman, such a great guy. And again, only two people ever owned a jersey. That's Roger Staubach and Herschel Walker. He would be so great in the Senate. And damn it, we know he's really winning by 20 points. But I have a bad feeling, unless we have just total massive turnout, everybody watching the polls, that when they have the runoff, they're going to steal it from him. They're just scared of him. He's too all-American.
I agree with you. Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully we're wrong here. But at least they let Herschel get to the runoff. But it's unbelievable. There's no way this Marxist is ahead. Georgia didn't go from a Trump state by 6 points and then 6 years later go to electing Marxists, re-electing Marxists into the U.S. Senate. It didn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Well,
things like that never happen in politics.
That's right. Jim Hobbs, I'm going to be watching Gateway Pundit very closely and, of course, Infowars.com and some of the other great sites. But there's not many out there as big or as informative as you. And so we salute you and just look forward to having you on again very soon. God bless.
Thanks so much, Alec. God bless.
All right. We're going to go to break, come back with Roger Stone, and I'm going to really get into all the meat and potatoes here. But they're going to try to outlaw their political opposition. That's what's happening. Bolsonaro and his family are looking at having to leave the country because when he leaves office on January 1st, they plan to arrest him. So when a country gets to the point America's at or Brazil's at, and we're pretty much where they're at, you're in trouble. I mean, this country's long in the tooth right now. We need a very big reboot. All right. Owen Schroyer last night was the MVP. He knocked it out of the park. And he's going to be on with us in the 3 o'clock hour, excuse me, in the 3rd hour, the 2 o'clock hour, from 1 p.m. right into the 2 p.m. hour. So look for that today. He's going to be in the other studio. We'll be simulcasting, breaking down all the latest developments and the battleground areas that are still taking place. So look for that coming up at 1 p.m. today, right into the 4th hour as well. And then he'll go back in the studio at 3 p.m. for his own war room. Please remember, we're not funded by Soros and the New World Order. We're funded by you. Plus, we got great life-enriching products that you need. So take action and vote with your dollars now to keep First Amendment on air to challenge these frauds. There's not many organizations out there like InfoWars or Gateway Pundit. And InfoWars is the king of fighting the globalists who are controlling the Democratic Party. So it is critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Black Friday comes early, biggest sale of the year, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com. You need DNA Force Plus. You need X3. You need Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You need our amazing organic multivitamin back in stock, finally, at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to fund the InfoWar. So please, take action now. They can't stop you. InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.